Shalom, this is Billy Brim, and I'm coming to you today from beautiful Big Cedar Lodge, south of Branson. I finished teaching our 3BI course, Watching the Fig Tree for Signs of the Times, the second session of it, and it was so, well, God just helped us. But I've been working so hard for weeks and weeks to get ready for it, and then during it, that I decided to give myself a birthday present. And I spent three nights out here at Big Cedar Lodge. It's so beautiful. And I, a lot of the students, my birthday came during the sessions, and they had written me birthday cards. And so I brought those, put those into a box, came out here, listened to inspirational Christmas music, and opened and read my cards. So many of them have wonderful blessings in them. And I just sat here, and when I would read one, I would say to the Lord, Lord, I agree with that. I receive that blessing that that beloved brother or sister spoke. And I just had a wonderful time. Now, I will be checking out this morning and heading out to Prayer Mountain for our noon stream live prayer. Brenda, I may be a little late, but I don't think I'll be too late, probably no later than 12:30. So you just go ahead and welcome our praying people at noon, and then I'll be there when I get there, but I think it'll be right on time or maybe 12:30. I want to make some announcements about our Wednesday Moed prayer. Christmas is coming up. The Wednesday before Christmas, which is next Wednesday, and the Wednesday after Christmas, we will not be having stream live prayer at Prayer Mountain. That's the Wednesday before Christmas and the Wednesday after Christmas. So this announcement is mostly for our local prayers or someone who might be visiting in the area. We will not be out at Prayer Mountain at noon the Wednesday before Christmas or the Wednesday after Christmas. Of course, nothing interferes with our prayer calls. So the prayer call next week will be 8 a.m., and then there will be one at noon, 12 p.m. And then the prayer call Wednesday after Christmas will be at 8 a.m. and again at noon, 12 p.m. So for the next 2 weeks, we'll meet you up at the throne of God in the spirit and then with each other by telephone. I want to begin today with a recap. I've been meditating like the Lord told us to. He told us to meditate the words. And I noticed some things that I'd like to share with you. I noticed that how he told us, he began with walking in the light, and he ended with the light. Began in the morning, talking about the light. If we walk in the light, we're not in darkness. And then ended with those who walk in darkness are afraid of the light. So, then I noticed that at the beginning, especially the morning prayer, and going over into the noon prayer, he was talking about saving us, delivering us from our enemies, and judgment of the enemies. So just what I got out of it was he saves us, he delivers us. There might be some maybe startling things, especially when judgments come, but we're saved and we're delivered. He mentioned once the three Hebrew children and how they said, our God will save us from the fiery furnace. So saving us and delivering us was a wonderful theme. Then there was a correction that needed to be made. This is the fourth scripture from the end in the morning a.m. prayer. The fourth scripture from the end in the morning a.m. prayer. The statement the Lord gave before it was, so today, do not lose heart, church. I am preparing you for my glory. Oh, that's wonderful. Then the scripture that was given was 1 Corinthians 4, 16 and 17. It just didn't quite fit, so I looked it up, and it actually should be 2 Corinthians 4, 16, 17. The statement from the Lord, so today, do not lose heart, church. I am preparing you for my glory. 2 Corinthians 4:16 and 17 begins, so we do not lose heart. Though our outward man perish, yet our inward man is renewed day by day. For this light, momentary affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison. Isn't that wonderful? How wonderful, how marvelous. And Brenda and I laughed. Brenda has and Tony have prayer meetings on Sunday afternoon. And I don't know about next Sunday. I'm sure they let the Sunday people know. I'm quite certain they will not have it on Christmas Day. But anyway, we praise the Lord. We were talking about these things and this scripture here, which should be 2 Corinthians rather than 1st. And Brenda laughed and she said, Mom, isn't that great? Because it lets you know Max does not prepare these beforehand. He does not. So it's just so wonderful when we see that. I wanted to draw your attention. I was just looking at some news items this morning. Now, I don't watch news anymore. But on my telephone, it just happened to pop up that Kerry Hoffman, and I heard some of you from Minneapolis, you'll know who she is, her little son Landon, I think it was 5 years ago, was thrown by a man off in the Mall of America, thrown off the railing and down to the floor, many floors below, and how miraculously his life was saved. There they go to Pastor Mack and Lynn's church. They know about faith, the Hoffmans do. And the thing she hollered out when everybody was there was, pray, everybody pray. And she ran down to him, and it was a miracle. It was an absolute miracle. Pastor Mack came on and preached that it was a miracle and got in trouble with the press. They didn't like him saying that it was a miracle, but it was a miracle. And guess what? I guess it was this morning. She was on Good Morning America sharing the miracle. And ABC News, in this article I read, reported what she said, that it was a miracle, that she asked the people to pray. And so this is press, ABC News. There's a turn in the press. They reported the good miracle of God. Isn't that wonderful? Oh, my. Yes, God works. Yes, in miracles. And yes, prayer worked. She asked the people to pray, and she believed. Now, there's been some wicked weather, that took the form of tornadoes in the south, blizzards and snow in the north, cold, extreme cold. Weather, the earth, it fell. You know, there's a curse upon the earth. The weather patterns that we have now are not the weather that God designed for Earth. But when Earth fell, when Satan, when Adam fell, and actually when Satan fell even, weather patterns were established that were not godly. So sometimes it's just a weather pattern. It's just a thing that's happening in a secular weather process. But sometimes it's wicked weather. And it's instigated by Satan, especially in the area of tornadoes. And we use our authority over those, that wicked weather. So they're announcing like some deep freezes and some wicked things from now until Christmas. And here where I live, bitter cold. So I just thought, here we are all across America. Let's take our authority. I believe there is something behind this. And, of course, first of all, we have to obey the scriptures. Pray for those in authority. And so, Father, here we are today. We're lifting up our voices together. I heard them. You heard them. You know where they are. They're all across America and the Netherlands and the world. You heard them, Lord. They're in the north. I heard them in the north. I heard them in the south. Father, the west, the east, I heard them. Mid-America, I heard them. And you did. We're representative. And so, Father, we want to praise you and thank you. We want to have what you promised there in Timothy, that if we would lift up those leaders, we would have a quiet and peaceable life. Father, in the name above all names, when we pray today, could you please give us some utterance for leaders, for godly leaders, for leaders to be guided, even ungodly ones, for you to move in their lives. Father, in the name above every name, we obey you. We lift up leaders in the body of Christ, those in authority. Help them, Father, pastors, teachers, evangelists, apostles, prophets, praying people. Oh, Father, I lift up the praying people who are often the ones who are exercising their authority. Now, Father, we come together. The weather pattern that is now predicted in the name above every name, we come together. And I say unto you, by the word of God, by the power in the blood, cease and desist in your maneuvers. Dissipate. It will not be as was predicted. I command you, we command you as a body, we command you as a company of prayers, we command you as a prayer force. Cease and desist in your maneuvers. You will not mess up our Christmas. In the name above every name, Yehovah, Yeshua. Oh, how thankful we are. How thankful we are, dear ones. How thankful, 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 thankful we are. Oh, how thankful we are. Kavalatushka. Magila kita begahala kaya na kohola kavrati tanya ni kohola kavri. Oh, Father, that though we know not, teach us. That we see not, show us. Gavilatuana na kohola kavrita. Ashina kara katanya le kohola kavrik tara katanche le kohu shangi le kotoshkita prete kala kavri. Bisando le kohola kaya le kohola kavrati to le gombri kesh kodoni ni kala kai. Idu shana kara bantu sakale tene ni kohola kavrati. Is we do cumbre heretada da comprati de candaci le che le cabrati de candaci che da propti de condobri che le casonne. E io torre a maca a cavracta da condonge de condosce che tappe. Ued afra ne cora mai a ne cola cafitta do cola cavracta da cati a ne cora palacone ne cola cavracta. Is it the Shua, Sale Paya no, Galakai Veleto, Tanakora Pacaya, the Galakahala Tito? Gansiano no cola cabra, Katashka dambre, Katakadashka tabre, Katakadoshka pombre. Ibili twash of tafle. Masula ten unicola cabra pa, Chanakora Katan unicola cabrati. Di joie de rogodone, le godogo pratite de gotoshka tambre kalakafa, matite go prakti. Vispa du vrate le combre kalikalal vrapatoshka da vratish kotochi kotapri. Madura isale toshka, magilete. Kavidu joie, le goholaka frakti. Kavidon gel, le Avradishwa Nangula Kotambre Telekoto Ishetata Kabilatanya Nakala Kamrakata Dogole Kabraki de Kundanje de Kotoshke de Karakatai. We va to Nakopra. Dijwa Nikola Kopre Gabile de Nikala Kai Koshkale Tora. Keli duchwa ni ni kohola kavra pala kotoshke penyo na kumbokuti. Makilo dosh angile kobra kalakata ni ni kohola kapra kotoshke di kadashka. Ishti anono noho barata ni ni kohola kavra kte di kadashka ni tada kotoshke tambrika di kadashka. Malavratanya nikoholakai, magodan tora makahalaka pitto. Bahanya nikoholaka pitto. Idododocha tada koholaka fito nakora makalaka pa. Mayana ferio niko prakitashka tonche de kotobra. Wapala tura maya na kohora patito toko kusha. Apakalatito. Avidenyo no kuhula kaya ni sato. Akoro denyo. Elivrato matiti kahani. Ajono no. Delle comprave le toni ni colo comprate i bidi chuashu a tofra ne colo bahala katin to lo dosh ke tambre katakalake eli du shu atara to do janti to to colo la kafra ti de koto janti to gale kori ama de ya chan le compra kara man ni colo kavito. Dujuashina kara petanya nikora mikai. Ola bito la kafe kala kambande nikora makala kati to tukoho shanti tikala. E anya nako ole vratavya makala katanche di kuto shkampe. Givili duwe jwera dojan nara kora makaya nakora kavra katakola plaski tonche di kuto shanti. Kabilatenya ne kohola kafra koto koto oche. Mita la kaya nakala kofre tere kahala kafre dile kongola toki. Opilatanya ne kohola. Opilatanya ne kala kofre kiri kambra. Makote miene. Ishwa. La cor matito bandia nanika o la balata manicola becce nicola cadai e te coscia pijua la cora tivrata mie ma colo di diano colo cotasta ma tisco guavide niandale copra. Sitaya. Sitaya mia vro palakaya nakahala kavranye nika. Ebe jwa dole dede kahala benye nikaya. Ele dusha nye taya nahaya naninye. Uevarati pramakalakaya. O praskete de kangala koramakaya nakaki. E balatora makaya nakahala kavaki. Devili dai mangolotito. Mangolotito fia. Magidonia. Magidonia fia. Agaladito no kobe ne kala kate. Makilatene ne ka pratish ko tombe katata pratish ko katate. O pasito no kobe ti pane. Mashikerio makilakali dalla kombe ne kala kabrati de kadashka tanshe. Gibania ne cora malantenia ne cora la pobre, ma che tonce. Magila toro, ma calacatita. E che le baja la caia, na caja la caudre, che te catoga sciondi. Vritaia ne cora, ma caia ne cola caprotti. Oh! Hakaya ni kala kakito, tatakohola kambrakti, tanagombrekti, dikataha shanti, dikataska. Kashka dombri, tanagadashki. Pekola kaya na kala kahala kapi, dilikombri, kala kutoshki, dikrakti. Makila debre. Shwanya ni koraman ni kolo ko brakala ka, brakala ko te, che ni kon dambi, ni kon toshke. Igile da, makila ka toshke, to brakala ka frakti, ni kon tanche, ni kon toho shakti, puto ko brakti, ni kon toho shanti. Mele pata na koramakai, dobra ni kala ka, oh, ma shiete ni kada brakala ka dafe. Gali tanya ni kola katanya ni kamra badeshe ni nanya. Gali denya na nakara tiyana je di kopa ka fretya na jente. Mogolo te. Bavri tanya ni kola ka fikta to kuprete vishwa to no nombre. Kali ka fruta makaya. Kombi da kahala kete ne ko do shakte ne ko brakte. Ako lo do shakte ne ka flakte ne ko brakte ne ka brakte. Lelitai, lelitai, lelitai. Da, no, no, iga labai. No ka aminaku labinya. Suaswete, bavrenye ni kahaye, dobra. Melitora, 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 melitora. Ajena kora, manja ne kora kotos, kite kalakaya na kalaka flakle. Ili di drugaši te vratiša kanda da komprende di kotos katabri na kalaka tabri kade katabra. Vito, 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 pikala maja frade sa goce makaja. Kalito angerano eskitanja. Olivara tashka danche de godobre nikai. Redimishando, redimishando. Magila tete. Anko namro katisha. Nastia tora bafra dece. Kubile frande le kohoshe angine godomple tafra kala kombri kale kodebre mi taina kovra bafra. Vale vrete, mani ne kora, mani ne kora, mani ne kora. Vetoza, pashku to prena kile kai, abocciano kia. Gavilete, gavilatai, ma kora mayata, ma golodonche de gotoshka. Midur makari ato la gotoshka tafrika la koflopi ate. Hallelujah, makile dedie, Kavileti andor makai le de la kari ana kola kopre. Ijato kana kala kapre te de kotosh ke tanjer konto be kade katavra barakati to pakonia ma anoke. Go palatai ana kaya angale vrete ni mishka non. Belitata, belitata, belitata. Pangolita, mangoloko, prekadakatai, anakahalaka, bito. Uradish katan shedekoto, pretetikataha shante de koto, shakte de koto. Levai, matonia, matonia, matonia. Guivaratish katanche, alivator makaya, aliganga, aliganga neya. Lo, 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 pediante, 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 pronti shoddo. Guavronish koto, pritile cavrande di kotoshka. Ubravito, mangile tenie, kashkotobre. Agila teke, agila njana, angala koshka. Bacio neke. Rovidanya, 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 mane na kora, mane na kora. Lolo, naha na kita la kaple. Alavrateške tanče de kotaške. Maju dobre vetiano, no kobre fatia tili kombra. Ma cupre nica manche le disca dolce di lodabre. Le lettore ma cala cassito lo comprati di coto hosciante di gala cabrandi. Bro sango lo gode le mera mango tie che di cala caia ne coho le cabrati. Gile do da la cabrani le coho le cavegne. Caledoria ma cala cadagna ne coho le cavrette piscano no copi cala caia na cala cagna ne cora pati acte de coprete jato, coprete jato. Coprete jato va la caia na coho labre ne colo conto scute precataia na cala cavrette ne cambro anchiette. Oh, brasito, brasito, brasito. Oh. Ashkeneni le cora, mancaia ne cala cavrapatoria, mancaia. E sono lo copre, chi dite, ma l'antagna ne cola, taia, tambre. Ashkeneni le cora. Praise his name, hallelujah, praise his name, praise his name. O la brate, diete calacaia, ne combrate. Ko lele kabra na kala kaya na kahala kabra tiara koteshke tamre katega dashke tamre. Praise his name, praise his name, praise his name. Oh, we just praise you, Lord. We just praise you, praise you, praise you. We thank you. Thank you and praise you, praise you and thank you, my Jesus. My Savior, my Lover, my Lord, my King,
thank you. Thank you.
My everything, my everything, my everything, my everything, my everything. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord.
Thank
you. Brother Max, anytime.
All right. Thank you, Lord. Well, this is what the Lord gave us this morning. Here we go. Start with Matthew 21:21. Matthew 21:21. I give next line. and underline it. I give you strength to pray with my prophet. I give you strength to pray with my prophet. Next line. Isaiah 40, verse 29. Isaiah 40, 29. Next line. And my glory in the church. And my glory in the church. Ephesians, the book of Ephesians, chapter 3, verses 20 and 21. Ephesians 3, 20 and 21. Oh, understand and listen. You have no excuse. Be ready. Okay, I'll read it again. Understand and listen. You have no excuse. Be ready. Understand and listen. You have no excuse. Be ready. Romans, the book of Romans, 1:20. Romans 1:20. Matthew 24:44. The book of Matthew, chapter 24, verse 44. Next line. Underline it. I am. So write it down twice. I am. Underline it. I am. Underline it. Next line. Do you need to be reminded that I gives, there's an S in the end, gives strength to all? Do you need to be reminded that I gives strength to all? Do you need to be reminded that I gives strength to all?
Is this underlined or not?
No, it's not underlined.
Thank you.
But I am underlined.
Okay.
The one before. Okay. Next line is first, I believe it's First Chronicles. First Chronicles 29:12. 29 verse 12. This one underlined. The hidden shall be revealed. The hidden shall be revealed. Maybe you know this Daniel. Daniel 2:22.
Did you say that was underlined or not?
Yes, Miss Billy, that's underlined. The hidden shall be revealed. Daniel chapter 2, verse 22. Okay. You will believe, and it will be done. Okay, I'll read it again. You will believe, and it will be done. I will, you will believe, and it will be done. Mark 14:36, the book of Mark, chapter 14:14, verse 36. Mark 9:23. Mark 9:23. Oh, my goodness. This one underlined. This meeting is shaken. Speak, church.
All right, now, this meeting, what's the next word?
Is shaken. S-H-A-K-E-N, shaken. Speak, church.
Speak?
Speak, church. Yep. I believe this meeting is shaking something. We'll find out.
Is it shaken or shaking?
Shaking.
Spell it, please.
Okay. S-H-A-K-E-N.
Okay. This meeting is shaken. Speak, church.
Speak, church. Correct.
Thank you.
After that, he gives the book of Acts 4:31. Acts chapter 4, verse 31. 3:1. Next line. Be good steward. Be a good steward.
Is there an S on the end?
No.
A steward?
No.
Okay.
Just a steward, yeah. That's nice. Next line. Speak and bring good things. Speak and bring good things. Speak and bring good things. Next line. Luke 6:45. Luke chapter 6, verse 45. Okay, well, this line, there's a verse in it. Okay, I'll just read the whole thing. It's just one whole line. I don't think we had this before. And I shall do Numbers 6:24-26 for you. So now you need to write that all in one line. This is how, I'll send you a picture of it. It's just one line.
Mm-hmm.
And I shall do Numbers chapter 6, verses 24 through 26 for you. Wow. I'm just saying, wow, about this one. It's just, okay, I'll keep going here. Commit to me. Commit to me. Three words. Commit to me. Next line, Proverbs 16, verse 3. Proverbs 16, 3. Then he gave us Psalm 34, verse 8. Psalm 34, 3, 4, verse 8. This one is underlined. The earth will see my voice will thunder. The earth will see my voice will thunder. Yeah, that's thunder. T-H-U-N-D-E-R. The earth will see my voice will thunder. Next book is Psalm 97, verse 4. The book of Psalm 97, verse 4. The next book is Psalm again, 77, 18. Psalm 77, 18. Next line, underline it. It is my strength and my voice, church. It is my strength and my voice, church. Next line, Job 37. Verses 2 through 6.
Now that is Job 7, verses 2 through 6.
Is there Job 37?
Is it 37 or 7? Yeah, there is 37. Which
yeah,
is?
37. I don't
37.
Know.
Yeah, there is. 37. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Job 37, 2 through 6.
2 through 6, yeah. I shall reveal what I seal. Yeah, I shall reveal what I seal. S-E-A-L. I shall reveal what I seal. Revelation 10, verses 3 and 4. Yeah, that can't be 9. Revelation 10, verses 3 and 4. Next line. Also, this one underlined. But you have a place. You are my children. But you have a place. You are my children. If you have place, you are my children. Next line. John 14, verse 2. John 14, verse 2. Next line. Your faith is my gift to you. Do you understand? Your faith is my gift to you. Do you understand? Your faith is my gift to you. Do you understand? Next line is Ephesians 2, verse 8. Ephesians 2, 8. Next line, I am the Lion of Judah. I am the Lion of Judah. Underline it if I didn't say that. I am the Lion of Judah. Underline it. Next line, trust in me. Underline it. We're not done yet. There's a few more lines here. Trust in me. Underline it. So I am the Lion of Judah. That's one line. Underline it. Trust in me. Underline it. Now the next line is, the mercies provided by me to you. Yeah, church. Okay, I'll read it again. The mercies provided by me to you, church. The mercies provided by me to you, church. Next line. Psalm 18:35. Psalm 18:35. 3:5. Trust in me. There you have it.
Praise his name.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise his name. Thank you, Father. Thank you for using us to pray today.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Now I'll have to fire up my computer here. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. There. All right. Got her going. So he begins with the scripture, and it is Matthew 21:21. Takes me a little while to get myself warmed up this morning. And Jesus answered them, "Truly, I say to you, if you have faith and do not doubt, you will not only do what has been done to the fig tree, but even if you say to this mountain, 'Be taken up and thrown into the sea,' it will happen." Now, he's talking about faith here, and interesting that he ends up talking about faith. This line is underlined. "I give you strength to pray with my prophet." Isaiah 40:29. He gives, and I'm reading this in the New American Standard because it uses the word strength. "He gives strength to the weary, and to him who lacks might, he increases power." Hallelujah.
Wow.
So I want to mark that I'm using NASB. "And my glory in the church," Ephesians 3, 20 and 21. Oh, this is a wonderful scripture. Hallelujah. I'm going to read this. Wait a minute here. I didn't put the King James in. I have this wonderful accordance that I can put in four translations at a time, like a parallel Bible. I'm going to read this in the King James. I love it so. "Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end." Hallelujah. Understand and listen. You have no excuse. Be ready. Mm-hmm. Romans 1:20. And this is the ESV. "For his invisible attributes, namely his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly perceived ever since the creation of the world in the things that have been made, so they are without excuse. Matthew 24:44. Therefore, you also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect.
Oh, my Lord.
Now, we know the season. The seasons we can tell. But the very hour he's talking about. I am underlined, I am underlined twice. Do you need to be reminded that I gives strength to all? 1 Chronicles 29:12. Both riches and honor come from you, and you rule over all. In your hand are power and might, and in your hand it is to make great and to give strength to all.
Wow.
And that is the ESV. The hidden shall be revealed, and that's underlined. Daniel 2:22. This is the ESV. He reveals deep and hidden things. He knows what is in the darkness, and the light dwells with him.
Oh, my goodness.
I will, you will believe, and it will be done. Mark 14:36. And he said, Abba, Father, all things are possible for you. Remove this cup from me, yet not what I will, but what you will. Hallelujah.
Wow, it's coming together.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Mark 9:23. And Jesus said to him, if you can, all things are possible for one who believes.
Mm-hmm.
I think that I will, you will believe, and it will be done. I think I will, that's God's will on any matter. That's his word. Then our part is we recognize his will and we believe it. You will believe. And the result will be it will be done.
Yeah.
It's God's will. We believe it and it will be done. Even with Jesus, that's talking about Jesus in Mark 14:36. When we believe the word of God, we submit to the word of God. We say this is true. No matter what I feel, this is true. So if it's truth and it's revealed to you that your faith will work, and if you can, all things are possible for one who believes. We just find his will on the matter, and it's in his word. We believe it, and it will be done.
Yes.
This meeting is shaken. Speak, church. This meeting is shaken. Speak, church.
And he's
Acts
talking about
4:31. What?
Sorry to interrupt you. He's talking about even This is a revelation I got. The hidden shall be revealed. And then he gave us, and then he said, I will, you will believe, and it will be done. And then he gave us Mark.
Right.
So he's talking about Daniel and the hidden and all that. So we have to believe. The hidden
mm-hmm.
will be all the
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now,
sorry,
I don't know what meeting he's talking about here. This meeting is shaken.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Church. But I know what he's talking about in the scripture. This definitely happened. And when they had prayed, the place in which they were gathered together was shaken. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and continued to speak the word of God with boldness. Now, he might be talking about our prayer meeting that we're having right now.
True.
That it literally is shaking things. And that it's shaken. And we speak. I don't know for sure. But this was definitely a meeting they were having, a prayer meeting. And when they had prayed, the place where they had gathered together was shaken.
Mm.
And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak the word of God with boldness. I believe that we're shaken.
Yeah.
We're filled with the Holy Spirit. And we are to speak the word of God with boldness. Be good steward. Speak. And bring good things. Luke 6:45. The good person, out of the good treasure of his heart, produces good. And the evil person, out of the evil treasure, produces evil. For out of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaketh.
Mm.
So here he's telling us to be a good steward of our words.
Yeah.
That we can speak and bring forth good things. And I shall do Numbers 6:24-26 for you.
Yep.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. This is the blessing. I just happened to be reading it yesterday. This is the Aaronic blessing that the Lord told Moses, tell Aaron to bless the people. So this is that blessing. He'll do it for us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Jehovah bless you and keep you. Jehovah make his face to shine upon you and to be gracious to you. Jehovah lift up his countenance on you and give you peace. Of course, we say the Lord, the Lord. Connect to me. Connect
yep.
to me. Proverbs 16:3. Commit your work to the Lord, and your plans will be established.
Wow. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Boy, I see a lot in it. Praise the Lord.
Oh, yeah, I do too. Psalm 34:8. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. Hallelujah. The earth will see. My voice will thunder. Psalm 97:4. His lightnings light up the world. The earth sees and trembles. Psalm 77:18. The sound of your thunder was in the whirlwind. The lightnings lit up the world. The earth trembled and shook. That's what happens with judgment when he's judging. Judgment, now, of course, everything he says is a judgment on whether something good or whether something bad, but I'm talking about when the earth is judged, when sin is judged, when things come to the head and are judged. It often uses terms of a storm, thunder, lightning, whirlwind, and they're all in this verse right here. The crash of your thunder was in the whirlwind, the ESV reads. Your lightnings lighted up the world. The earth trembled and shook. I like the King James. The voice of your thunder was in the heaven. I'm going to see what that word is in the Hebrew. Yes, it is voice.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
It's voice, cool. The voice, so on that one I'm going to use the King James. The voice of thy thunder was in the heaven. Hallelujah. The lightnings lightened the world. The earth trembled and shook. But now, the other three translations use whirlwind, and it is whirlwind. Galgal. Okay, so I'm going to, sometimes I change it myself. I like, bless the Lord. Here's the Amplified. The voice of your thunder was in the whirlwind. The lightnings illumined the world. The earth trembled and shook. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Miss Billy, you don't think this has anything to do with the prayer earlier when you prayed about the weather? This is just me.
No. It's not. Nope. This has to do with judgments.
Judgments, okay.
Mm-hmm. Didn't have to do anything with the weather. This is not natural. This is something.
Right. No.
Mm-hmm. It is my strength and my voice, church. Job 37, 2 through 6. Okay, I'm going to read it. Well, how does he say that? It is my strength, my voice, church. Here it is in the ESV. Keep listening to the thunder of his voice and the rumbling that comes from his mouth.
Mm.
Under the whole heaven he lets it go, and his lightning to the corners of the earth. After it, his voice roars. He thunders with his majestic voice. And he does not restrain the lightnings when his voice is heard. God thunders wondrously with his voice. He does great things that we cannot comprehend. For to the snow, he says, fall on the earth. Likewise to the downpour, his mighty downpour.
Yeah.
Now here it is in the NASB. Listen closely to the thunder of his voice and the rumbling that goes out from his mouth. under the whole heaven he lets it loose, and his lightning to the ends of the earth. After it, a voice roars. He thunders with his majestic voice, and he does not restrain the lightnings when his voice is heard. God thunders with his voice wondrously, doing great things which we cannot comprehend. For to the snow, he says, fall on the earth, and to the downpour and the rain, be strong.
He's doing.
This all has to do with what he's doing in these end of days and judgments. It's not natural. It's supernatural. His voice. Yeah. I shall reveal what I feel. Revelation 10, 3 and 4. And called out, and he cried out with a loud voice, as when a lion roars. And when he had cried out, the seven peals of thunder uttered their voices. When the seven peals of thunder had spoken, I was about to write, and I heard a voice from heaven saying, seal up the things which the seven peals of thunder have spoken, and do not write them.
Oh.
This is, I have done on the book of Revelation, already did a 3BI class. Now this right here, he told John, the Revelator, don't write down what these seven thunders said. Don't write it down. He kept it a secret. But now he's telling us that he's going to reveal it. Hallelujah.
Wow.
Now I'm going to read it from the Amplified. And he shouted with a loud voice like the roaring of a lion. And when he had shouted, the seven thunders gave voice and uttered their message in distinct words. And when the seven thunders had spoken, I was going to write it down. But I heard a voice from heaven saying, seal up what the seven thunders have said. Do not write it down. So that wasn't written down. We don't know what they said. But here he's telling us, I shall reveal.
Wow. Quinn was talking about this like over 3 months ago. Wow.
Said what?
No, I just I made a comment. Quinn was talking to me about this like maybe 3 months ago. About this revelation, 10:3. Something to do with the book of Daniel. I'm not sure. I can't remember.
I don't know, but to me it says he's going to reveal something that's been concealed.
Yes. Yes.
Everybody's always wondered what these seven thunders said. And nobody knows for sure unless God reveals it. But evidently he's going to reveal it. But you have a place. You are my children. John 14:2. In my Father's house, King James, are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. Now, Amplified, in my Father's house, there are many dwelling places, homes. If it were not so, I would have told you, for I am going away to prepare a place for you. So in his Father's house, Jesus said to his disciples, this comes at the end, Judas has left, they've had the Last Supper, the Seder, Judas has left, and he knows that they have rejected his kingdom. So now he begins to speak about new creation realities. And we're going to go over into this new church age, really. And he says, now I'm leaving, and I'm going to prepare a place for you. So he tells us that it's in his Father's house. So he's going to his Father's house, and he tells the church, the place for you is in my Father's house. That's where the church will be, in his Father's house for eternity.
Mm-hmm.
Your faith is my gift to you. Do you understand Ephesians 2:8? For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God.
Wow.
He began talking to us about faith. He told us it's his gift he gives to us, and he told us to be a good steward of it. To use our mouth to speak good things. You release, faith is in two places. It's in your heart, and it's in your mouth. It has to be in your heart and in your mouth. If you believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, and you confess with your mouth, then you will be saved. You will be born again. And it's that way for everything. You look at his will, his word, you believe it in your heart, and you release it through your mouth. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's his gift to us. I am the Lion of Judah. Trust in me, underlined. The mercies provided by me to you, church. Psalm 18:35. You have given me your shield, of the shield of your salvation, and your right hand supported me, and your gentleness made me great. His mercies, hallelujah. Praise God. That is the ESV. You have given me the shield of your salvation, and your right hand upholds me, and your gentleness makes me great. Hallelujah. He's a Lion of Judah, but he is gentle. Praise God. Yeah. He shields us. Hallelujah. Trust in me. Praise the Lord. How wonderful. Thank you, Father. You. Speaks of faith, speaks of trusting him, even when we see some judgments in the earth. Hallelujah. Well, I need to finish packing up my room here, and then I'm going to make the journey to Prayer Mountain, and I'll see you out there for noontime prayer. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom.